Well, welcome to my latest rant. I'm Todd Stapleton, and this would be, podcast number 5 for my latest rant. And I want to thank F&B Community Bank, as they are sponsoring this podcast, and at least one more that we're going to be doing as well. So big thank you to F&B Community Bank of Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville for their sponsorship of this podcast. And what we're going to talk about today, I hate even saying this, the GOAT arguments. And you know what I'm talking about, the greatest of all time arguments. Okay, so we're going to start with GOAT. One thing I hate in today's society is these shortened words thing. And if this makes me old and out of touch, fine, whatever. Say what you mean. If you mean greatest of all time, say greatest of all time. If you mean they're going for a championship, say they're going for a championship. They're not going for a chip. Don't do that. If something's suspect, say it's suspect. Stop. Just finish the word. I don't know what you're saving these letters for. I don't know if there's some special package on your back that you get to put letters in, and you get to save them later on and use them. I don't know what that's about. But greatest, just say it. A goat is a farm animal. If you've been around goats, we really don't want to talk about them that much. So let's talk about greatest of all time. And this is a discussion that I laugh at. And I laugh at multiple groups of people from multiple generations when it comes to this one. And the first one that always pops up when it comes to the greatest of all time arguments are the NBA. And you get into the Jordan-LeBron argument all the time. The one thing I can say for both sets of fans, the ones that are pro-Jordan greatest of all time, pro-LeBron greatest of all time, they are the most insecure people you will ever meet. They will go, if you disagree with them, they will go on a rant that you have never, you will never see again in your life. Well, I guess it's kind of society as a whole today. We can't stand that somebody else has a different opinion than we do. But when it comes to this argument, my gosh, if you want to see people go nuts, suggest to a pro-Jordan or a pro-LeBron that the other one is the best, and then we'll go from there. So let's first off break down trying to do a greatest of all time. First off, these are team sports. Okay? These are team sports that we're talking about. Now, if you talk about golf, if you talk about individual sports and you want to look tighter at a greatest of all time, okay. But even that one has an argument. I know a lot of people would make an argument for Jack. A lot of people would make an argument for Tiger. A lot will make an argument for Arnold Palmer based more on the impact that he had when he came in. So even that one in an individual sport, you really can't determine. Why can't you determine these things? Well, the world changes. The games change. Take the NBA argument. Take the LeBron-Jordan argument. The game was much different when Michael Jordan came in and played in the 80s and into the 90s. It was a much different game and, dare I say, more physical. I know people get emotional about that, but it was. It was a more physical game. There's no question about it. It was a differently played game at that time. Anybody that can look at LeBron James' career and not say it's outstanding is ridiculous. Anybody that can look at Michael Jordan's career and say it was not outstanding is ridiculous. Both sides are ridiculous. I have heard Michael Jordan say, well, what are we basing it on? Championships? Well, if that's the case, Bill Russell wins this and we walk away. And that's true. What are you basing it on? If it's championships, I think Jordan won 6. LeBron's got, 4? Okay, it is different eras. It is different times. And not taken away, but it changes. The game changes. The leagues change. The conferences change. The Western the Western Conference in the NBA now is stacked. Well, when I was a kid, it was weak. The Lakers kind of knew they were going to get right on through there. So everything changes. You look at the Celtics in that same time. Well, first they had to get through the 76ers. Then they had to get through the Pistons. You know, there were multiple teams that were stacked up during that time. So trying to pick a greatest of all time is kind of just ridiculous. It's fruitless on top of everything else. It's kind of ridiculous. It's fun to talk about maybe going position by, but even that's hard because of the eras that things change. Look, this is how I break things down. You get into the 60s when Bill Russell and before that and Bob Cousy and then Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain and you pass on down to other guys as we go to the Walt Frazier era and you go on down to the 70s and then the 80s. Let's be honest, the NBA, if you want to talk about most impactful, you got to bring up Magic and Bird for what they did in the 80s and how much they brought the game forward. And everybody playing today owes them a debt of gratitude for sure because of how much they took the game to another level. But trying to break it down to one guy is really ridiculous. And at least when we're talking about the NBA, most people break it down to Jordan and LeBron. There's a few say Kobe. But, you know, mostly, so you're somewhat in the same eras. It is different eras, but when I mean same eras, I mean travel was much the same. Now health and stuff is getting stronger and better, but it was still pretty good in Jordan's day. Baseball is the one where you really get into some ridiculous conversations when it comes to greatest of all time because there will be an argument made for the Babe Ruth. There will be an argument made for Willie Mays before his injuries of late. I know Mike Trout got in that conversation. And I even saw somebody the other day say Shohei Ohtani is going to be the best player of all time. Guys, he's a DH. He's a designated hitter. I don't think he'll ever pitch again. But if he does, I got a feeling it's going to be a token thing. It's not going to be a regular thing. This guy's a DH. He hits. That's all he does. He doesn't play half the game. He comes up to bat. I'm sorry, you can't be the best player of all time just coming up to bat. If you want to be the greatest of all time, you might want to be good at both ends. But trying to have these arguments, you think about the things you have to factor in. Okay, Babe Ruth played, you traveled by train. And there were no African-Americans in the league at that time. The travel in Willie Mays' day is much different than it was. You know, when he first started in the league, it was all trains. Then all of a sudden, he had a new impact because he was with the Giants when they moved to San Francisco. Well, don't tell me that traveling in the late 50s and early 60s, traveling coast to coast like they were doing, that wasn't harder than the traveling coast to coast that the professional players do today. Don't even bring that up. I don't want to hear it because you know it was. You know it was tougher. You can think about going position by position. That probably makes more sense, but even that gets broken down into, you know, what they played and when they played. You know, and people get into these arguments, and they like to use the sabermetrics and things. Okay, I'm gonna break down a little war on this. You can look up Ozzie Smith's defensive war in 1979 with the San Diego Padres. Okay, how do they know this? How could they possibly? Games weren't all broadcast. They weren't all there. The guys that were covering the games at those times didn't know to write down range factor and different things. They didn't know about it because it didn't exist. So a lot of that is bogus. I'm sorry, it's bogus. And with war, I think we've all learned it can be manipulated. Guys that walk a lot and do, you know, score a lot of runs, and they get higher home runs, get you, you know. So it's a bit of a manipulated thing. I've always said that it's for entertainment purposes, and this is too. And I don't want to get too, but it drives me crazy when people try to pick a greatest of all time in any sport. Who's the greatest player? I don't know. I have no clue, and I'm not arrogant enough to try. I've heard in the NFL people say Tom Brady. Are you kidding me? Tom, maybe quarterback. I don't know, but greatest player? You know, half the guys that are on the field, if it's just Tom Brady against them, they'd kill him. So you can't make that argument. You can't even begin to make that argument. It's hilarious that people try. I think you can break things down by eras. I think you can look at when a guy came into the league, and that's his era, his time when he was in the league. And I think you can do that. And I think you can break down by eras. I think you can even break down by position when it comes to eras and it comes to time. If you want to do it by decades, you could do that. But trying to do greatest of all time, things change too much over time. Major League Baseball, the game, Major League Baseball today, and I think other people my age and older than me would agree, Major League Baseball today is dang near unrecognizable to what I grew up on. The game is that much different. There is so little the same as what it was 35, 40 years ago. Now, I know some of you are probably saying, what do you mean? Well, go back and watch. Go to YouTube. Pull up a game from the late 80s and watch it and compare that to today's game. And I think you'll understand what I'm saying. The game is almost not the same. They still use a baseball and they still use a bat and they still got bags, even though the bags are different today. But the rest of the game, very different, very much different. The best equivalent to baseball when I was a kid, Major League Baseball, would be high school today, where you manufacture runs and you do things like that that they really don't do in professional baseball anymore. Every pitcher throws 95-plus miles per hour. Well, that was the closers when I was a kid. You had about two starters that threw that hard, and your closers threw hard. That was about it. Most guys didn't throw 90. They didn't even try. So how could you possibly compare that to the game years ago or the game today? How could you possibly pick a greatest of all time when you start looking at that? The NBA has changed a great deal over the years. We talked about it being more physical. It was definitely a lot different game back in the day. There's no question. Football has changed a lot. We have seen football ebb and flow over the years. Running backs. When I was a kid, running backs were the dominant guys. That's what you wanted. You wanted a dominant running back. You wanted that big running back to carry you. Well, it's starting to come back in vogue a little bit with running backs, but here just a few years ago, they were a dime a dozen. People were drafting them in the third round to complete their team. You know, hockey's come up with Alex Ovechkin passing Gretzky for all-time goals. Well, I would still make the argument Gretzky was more of a playmaker than a scorer. So I don't compare that. And it's taking nothing away from what Ovechkin's done. And plus, hockey is a multi-level game, just like all of them are. But you can't pick a greatest of all time. You might pick a greatest defenseman or at least a team of defensemen, but picking a greatest of all time. And then there's that guy back there called the goalie. He's kind of a big deal. So, and that's all the sports, you know, and that I don't think anybody would argue against that their teammates were important to them winning championships. You know, Magic Johnson doesn't win titles without James Worthy and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Larry Bird doesn't win titles if he doesn't have Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish and Dennis Johnson. Michael Jordan is not winning titles without guys like Scottie Pippen. It's not going to happen if you don't have good teammates. I don't care how good you are. They'll let you score 40 and shut everybody else down. Or they'll let you go 4-for-4, and they'll shut everybody else down. So it takes a team. I would actually enjoy that discussion more, best teams of eras, more than I would players. I think you can get into a much better conversation when it comes to teams over a period of time than you can players. But, you know, trying to argue the greatest of all time just is one of those things. It's a fruitless argument. You're just beating your head against the wall. And for whatever reason, people get so emotional about this issue. Like I said, the Jordan LeBron folks, they are so insecure. If somebody brings up that the other one might be better than them, it's just a crazy argument. And you also hear this argument that the game today is no good. That's not true. And I'm not getting into that argument at all. Is it different? You better believe it's different. Every one of the four major sports is different today than it was when I was a kid. There's no question about that. Every game is different. Every game evolves over time. It doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it worse. It just means it's different. It changes. It evolves. Sometimes it's cyclical. Sometimes you'll see things change in the game, and then they'll come back. I truly believe baseball, at some point, will start to trickle back to where it was when I was a kid, when the teams that led the league in home runs had 130 total for the year. I truly believe that. I think football, I think they're going to start trending, it looks like, maybe back to more of a running game, at least on some level. It'll probably never go completely back where it was, but I think it's going to get there. Will the NBA ever go back to those 80s, 90s, the rough and tumble, everybody scores 80 points and beats up? I don't know. I think the league will try really hard not to go there. So that one they might. You know, hockey has ebbs and flowed over the years. Not that many years ago, goals were at a beyond a premium. So the game is, it shifts, it changes. They all do over time. Technology changes. The healthcare changes for these guys. And let's face it, the more money they make, the more they're going to get pampered because teams have such a big investment in them. Don't think that hasn't changed over time, too, with how – look at the pitchers. And that's another thing. How could you possibly compare in baseball, you know, today's hitters? Look at the guys they face. They might face five pitchers in a game when it's all said and done because the starter only went four. So – everything's different. Everything changes over time. If you're going to look at a greatest of all time, you've really got to make that argument based on an era. Now, if we want to talk eras, that's fine. You know, and my brother and I had this conversation. We were talking about shortstops. Well, he and I grew up, you know, Ozzie Smith was the greatest defensive shortstop I ever saw. Now, I didn't see Honus Wagner. I didn't see Louis Aparicio on a regular basis. I saw Omar Vizquel some, but not on a regular basis, not enough to make a decision. You know, center field, my brother made the comment, the best center fielder he ever saw was Jim Edmonds. Okay, yeah, and it's not a knock on Willie Mays. I never saw Willie Mays. He retired before I was born. So how do you make these discussions and these arguments when you're by yourself? New York back in the 50s, they had Willie Mays, Duke Snider, and Mickey Mantle were the three center fielders in New York at the same time with the Yankees, the Giants, and the Dodgers. You know, and there were arguments then who was the best out of those three. Well, I think you just better be fortunate to have had those kind of guys to watch. And, you know, sometimes just enjoy what you're watching more. Then you get into these arguments because they're not winnable. They're really not. So I don't know if this was a complete rant or not. I sometimes drift off of a rant and into other conversations, but I just think trying to make a greatest of all time argument, you're just beating your head against the wall because everything changes a lot over time. And the way the game looks, the way the game feels on all of the sports levels changes, you know, completely. We just finished wrapping up the college basketball season. Well, there were a lot of guys that played 4 years with one school when I was a kid. There were a lot of guys that did that. A lot of guys did that. And then all of a sudden, guys started leaving 1 year early. Oh, my gosh. And then it was 2 years early. Oh, my gosh. So the games change completely there because you don't know who you've got from 1 year to the next. So you can't compare there either. So how about we enjoy the games? Whatever you enjoy, enjoy it. If you enjoy the way baseball is today, that's fine. But don't beat your head against the wall trying to figure out who the greatest of all time is, because honestly, it's not a discussion that's going to get you very far, because you really can't do it. You just can't do it and make any sense out of it. And if you do pick one, don't get insecure when somebody else says that somebody else is. Just let them have their opinion and move on down the road. So anyway, that will be our rant for this week. And also, if you want to talk about greatest of all time, just say that. We don't have to talk about goats. I don't want to talk about goats anyway, so just say greatest of all time. So that is going to be it for today, and that'll be my latest rant. I'm Todd Stapleton, wrapping this one up.